prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it's Friday. Yay! It's September 1st. Yay! 2023. Yay! Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. You sound happy.
I am. It's Friday.
It is Friday. It's a beautiful day. You're supposed to have a beautiful weekend. So I'm tickled. Matter of fact, me and my pretty half and a friend are going on a picnic, I think, Monday. First time I've done it in a long time. And it's been the day. So I'm taking Monday off, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't know. I think we should work.
You think we should?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can do it remotely, I reckon.
Oh, I'm just teasing. I'm not that mean. We're off. We're closed on Monday. So this program will probably be the one that we rebroadcast. So
I guess
if you're hearing us twice.
That depends on how good I do today, right?
Right. You got it.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Okay.
So checking it twice. Sounds like Christmas already.
Well, don't say that. That's next week.
I know. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hey, gold today, pretty much unchanged, up a few cents at $1,941. This is New York spot price after market. Silver down 25 cents at $24.25. Platinum down 9 at $9.70. Palladium down 4, $1,252. The USDX today was stronger by 0.66. That's a biggie, 104.28. And so was crude. Crude oil was up 2.26 at 85.89. Paper markets today, after the jobs report, you're looking at the Dow was up 115. The S&P was up 8. The NASDAQ was down 3. And, of course, this is a long weekend, so you know, I didn't expect anything to be much different. Asian markets were stronger. European markets, they were all negative except for the FTSE was stronger. 10-year yield, 4.17. That was higher today. And natural gas was lower by 0.5% at 2.75. Well, it seems that the big report that everyone was waiting for was the jobs report. The non-farm payrolls increased by 187,000 in August. Everybody, we talked about this yesterday, everyone was estimating about 170,000. And but what's funny is the counts for June and July were revised considerably lower. Okay, we'll see what they were. The unemployment rate upticked a little bit, 3.8%. Now, this is the highest since February of 2022. The real unemployment, the real, the one that everybody should be focused on, the real unemployment rate, 7.1%. Healthcare showed the biggest gain by sector, adding 71,000, which is no surprising with all the baby boomers. And, you know, can you imagine once all of our baby boomers are history, how that number's going to drop? Anyway. Average hourly earnings rose 0.2% for the month and 4.3% from a year ago, but just doesn't seem to be keeping up with inflation. So that is the key. Let me see if there's in this report, if they even mention what the numbers were. But, you know, I went back a year and I compared the chart, the year-over-year percentage change. And, you know, it's really some interesting changes in the different sectors that have seen some drops. And it's just surprising that we haven't seen, you know, bigger layoffs than what we have. Okay, the July estimate moved down by 30,000. To 157,000. And June, get this, folks, June was revised lower by 80,000, making that the smallest monthly gain since 2020. So, you know, people say, well, you know, they just make mistakes and then they correct them. It's like, yeah, they pull things out of the air. And it just amazes me, Butch, you know, with the age of technology, these departments should have spot on numbers.
Of course.
And it's just, but hey, we're a country that does things half, you know what, and it doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter what you do, you'll never get fired from your job. You're never required to do anything above and beyond. And, you know, it's just this nice, warm and fuzzy workplace that we have anymore, Butch.
That's very true. That's very true. And you have to make sure you don't offend anybody. Use the right pronouns.
Can't offend anybody.
Get in trouble with the law. And, absolutely. That's a fact. That is a sad fact.
It truly is. It truly is. We have supplies that are tightening. OPEC. Oil prices surged, as I mentioned, above 85 as a month-long effort by OPEC. Months, plural. To reduce supplies, grip the physical market, and China showed a new resolve to bolster its economy, a key engine of global crude consumption. West Texas Intermediate climbed for the seventh straight day. There goes your oil, gasoline prices, ladies and gentlemen. So stock up. Keep those tanks full.
And I actually have some startling figures to share in just a few minutes of what it was just 20 years ago financially. We're going to share that, and it's going to shake your tree a little bit.
Okay. U.S. factory activity gauge suggests stabilization. Well, not according to the jobs report. They dropped, you know, the jobs dropped tremendously, but they're saying that it's stabilizing at a weaker level. The Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing gauge edged up to a six-month high from 47.6 from 46.7. You still need over 50 to show any good numbers. So manufacturing has contracted for 10 straight months. Boy, I'm sure glad we're getting all those high-tech computer chip factories online and adding jobs, Butch, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, I always thought that after about 2 months contraction, they consider things being kind of a recession, but I guess not anymore.
Well, that was just the manufacturing, you know, the GDPs, so forth.
Well, manufacturing is kind of an important segment of the
not country, anymore.
No,
not anymore.
Well, you're right. That's
it's consumerism. It's people buying things.
Yeah.
Let me see. Here is, Core services inflation jumps to second worst since 1985. Non-housing services are red hot. So therefore, the Fed's job is not done. UBS posts second quarter net profits of $29 billion on negative goodwill from Credit Suisse takeover. These are just some of the headlines. And the Biden administration offers, so here, I'm not even sure if that's in the energy or the inflation reduction bill. The Biden administration will put up $12 billion into converting auto manufacturing facilities into plants for hybrid and electric vehicles. How about that? Automakers will be able to receive loans or grants to convert their factories into those that make plug-in electric, hybrid, or hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. This is Energy Secretary.
We're going to have those, whether we like them or not, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They're going to make us need them, whether we like them or not.
It's like, let these manufacturers pay for their own darn upgrades.
Well,
why does the taxpayer have to do it? Just like the airports. Why does the taxpayer have to pay to remodel and do better airports?
I agree.
The airline companies do it.
Well, but with automobiles, you know, the people are not buying the electric cars. That's why they have to have financial aid from the government, our taxpayer, because the people don't want the electric cars.
That's right. We've already paid for all of these charging stations across the nation and look who's the most who's the richest man in the world. And yet we have to pay Tesla.
Yeah.
They get subsidies, and yet this is a company from the richest man in the world. It's just
we can afford it. I mean, we can afford it. Don't worry about it. That's nothing. People in this country are just whiners. They're not hurting bad. They're not running out of money. They're not losing their homes. They're not canceling house insurance. They're not. That's all made up news. I mean, these people are so wealthy they don't mind getting a few dollars to fund this kind of stuff. Surely not.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Anyway, don't get me all started. So.
And you probably saw this. Trump, is running out other people's money to pay lawyers. Save America PAC is almost broke. Save America spent most of $156.4 million it raised. Now, this is for Trump's defense. Former President Donald Trump is running out of other people's money to spend on these legal bills, which could total in the tens of millions of dollars if he takes all four of his criminal cases to trial. His key fund has spent nearly all of the more than $150 million it raised and is sitting on less than $4 million, according to the latest numbers available. He's already dug into his fund for 2024 ads and borrowed money to post bail in Georgia. They borrowed money to post bail in Georgia. A billionaire had to borrow money. Is he really a billionaire, or is he actually broke? Anyway.
He's just using other people's money. That's their mantra.
Well, that's probably true. And some of his allies are begging for donations, saying he won't pony up. While white-collar criminal defense attorneys who spoke to USA Today estimate his legal bills would total millions, if not tens of millions, largely because he is a defendant in four criminal cases, but also because of his notoriety. Zachary Smith, who practiced criminal defense about 40 miles from Atlanta, said Trump could spend $500,000 to $1.5 million on a local lawyer for his racketeering trial. He said the case could effectively shut down a small law firm for months while they take the case, and the firm would charge a premium based on Trump's notoriety. Daniel Perry, defense attorney and former federal prosecutor in New York, said a 2 or 3 week trial can easily cost $10 million. She highlighted the complexity and magnitude of the Fulton County case as particularly expensive. Bruce Udolph, a former federal prosecutor and criminal defense attorney in South Florida, said elite lawyers may charge a flat fee whether or not they see the case to completion. Others may charge $10,000 to $30,000 a day for trial. I can't see most top-level white-collar lawyers doing it for less than $2 or $3 million, he said. There's a question of how many lawyers Trump has at his side in the courtroom in each case, Udolph said, and the complexity of the law. Udolph said he has tried racketeering cases, and the unwieldy nature of the indictments can increase the length of trial exponentially. So I don't know how anybody else feels about that. I don't. But I'm not sending Trump a dime to pay for his trials. I can't help it. He's guilty or innocent. We're not sending money to him. He's supposed to be a billionaire. $20 million to him should be like $20 to Melody and I.
That's right.
So don't give me this stuff. He's hard up. I don't even hear it. And another one that's really burned me up, you probably saw this, Biden, to send Maui less than 0.1% of what he wants to send Ukraine. Did you see that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, $700.
This is an addition to $700. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to approve $24 billion more in aid for Ukraine, which will bring the total amount of U.S. taxpayer funded aid to Ukraine since February 2022 to $135 billion. In contrast, Biden announced Wednesday that he would spend $95 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law to aid rebuilding Maui after the nation's deadliest fire in over a century, which has claimed more than 115 lives with hundreds still unaccounted for. The $95 million is less than 0.1% of the $135 billion that Biden is seeking to spend to aid Ukraine in a war that has no end in sight. The announcement came after Biden offered Maui households affected by the fire a one-time payment of $700 each. Less than $900 each household spends on a Ukraine war. Folks, let that sink in. You offer them $700 per home in Maui. That's less than $900 each household is spent on Ukraine war already. A Maui resident who is leading grassroots relief efforts on the ground told Breitbart News that the $700 amount was laughable. And it is laughable. $700 won't even buy enough plywood to put up a single wall anymore. And I know because right now I'm at an additional in the house. And there ain't nothing cheap about anything anymore, the building materials, nothing. So don't give me this stuff, $700. That's, Melody, that's an insult. That's a slap in the face.
He's sending a lot of money to Miami. I mean, to Florida.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How much send down there?
I don't know. I don't have the number, but yeah. Well,
Go ahead.
Well, he's gotten such blowback from the $700 that, you know, now he's dishing money out to everybody else, you know, so he doesn't look like a cheapie. I mean, yeah, it's pathetic. It's absolutely
He's a mentally retarded jerk. I'm just telling you like it is. But anyway.
They all are. Every single one in D.C. on both sides of the aisle, they're jerks, or whatever you want to call them.
I was reading an article yesterday or today that I forgot, but out of 535 representatives in the Congress, they said maybe 35 are up on up and up. Now, that's what the statistics say. I didn't say that.
Well,
maybe 35.
For now.
I'm surprised to hear there's that many.
They're in a new one, so it's just a matter of time until they...
I agree.
Until they get them, too.
And get this. Dollar stores flash warning signs on consumer spending. Dollar General, Dollar Tree say shoppers are shifting spending toward food and essentials. In other words, you're not buying extras. And that makes perfectly good sense. Dollar stores reported 31 consecutive years of growth and keeps opening new stores. WSJ takes an inside look at how the discount retailer keeps expanding while maintaining prices significantly lower than many grocery and drug stores. Dollar General store shares fell to their lowest levels in years after the discount retailer cut its outlook for the year amid signs that customers are pulling back on purchases. Dollar General reports slowing sales in the recently ended quarter and said its inventory of unsold goods is piling up. The Goodlettsville, Tennessee company said it plans to burn through profit in the second half of the year to reduce inventory and improve performance at its stores. Like other retailers, Dollar General also said it expects store theft to keep rising. Folks, that is a biggie. I mean, we don't sometimes consider that, but that costs us money. Our core customers continue to tell us they feel financially constrained, Chief Executive Jeff Owen said. Her savings are gone, and so certainly she is still living with the inflationary pressures. That's the customer he was talking to. The chain has been trying to avoid passing along higher prices to the customers and has even reduced prices in some areas, Owen said. So even the dollar stores are starting to see a downturn in purchasing, except for basic essentials. And really, that makes perfect sense. It does. And after this break, I'm going to share the next article. We'll make this make more sense. And it really is a sad statement that I'm going to make to show people how far down the hill we went into poverty in the last 20 years in this country. Now, I'm going to read it and tell them exactly the figures. I looked it up just to find out. This is updated on August 10th, so just about a month ago, less than a month ago.
I hear it. And we'll be right back. We're heading into a break. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the program, we will be closed on Monday. If you want us to give you a call back on Tuesday, we will do it first thing in the morning. So just leave your name and number, and we will get right back to you on Tuesday morning. So what's next, Butch?
Well, now this, I looked this up. I wanted to make sure this was right. So I searched it on the Internet to make sure I wasn't telling about a lie. 20 years, Melody, it really, you think about it, it's not a very long time, is it?
It is not.
I mean, 2003, the U.S. dollar, now, listen to this. This is, and I'll read the article, a little bit of article for you too. The U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value since 2003. $100 in 2003 is equivalent in purchasing power to $166.14 today, an increase of $66.14 over 20 years. The dollar has an average inflation rate of 2.57%. Per year between 2003 and today, producing a company price increase of 66.14%. This means that today's prices are 1.66 times as high as average prices since 2003, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index. A dollar a day only buys 60.190% of what it could buy back then. Now let that sink in, folks. A dollar is worth 40 cents less in 20 years. The inflation rate in 2003 was 2.28. The current, and by the way, that they're shooting, they want to keep inflation rate 2%. That sounds really good, but multiply that 20 years, tell me how good it is. The current inflation rate compared to this last year is now 3.18%. If this number holds, $100 today will be equivalent to buying power of $103.18 next year. We'll lose $3 buying power between now and this time. This is only 6 months away. No, 4 months away. The current inflation rate page gives more. It's going to talk more details. The Melody, it takes over $166 to buy what we could buy for $100 back in 2003. I haven't got a 40-cent pay raise in anything since then that I can think of. That's why it's getting tighter for all of us. Melody, that's a huge jump, is it not?
You know, it certainly is.
I mean,
and
it's really makes, they want a target rate of 2% a year inflation. And people buy it. Over 20 years, that's 40% in increase or decrease of a dollar's value. Inflation, whether it's 1% or 10%, eats your dollar eventually till it's nothing worth nothing. So what you can buy for $100 in 2003 in a grocery store takes over $166 to buy today. Go ahead, Melanie.
No, I mean, and those are great examples of how and you know, you hear all about, oh, the inflation reduction bill. Oh, like you said, Bush, oh, we're going to keep it at 2%. That's just what it does on an annual basis. Doesn't mean that the prices have come down at all. And even if they did recover from, you know, a peak at any time, they're never going back to where they started from.
No, they can't.
It can't. Government loves inflation. They need inflation as much as they talk about how much they hate it. With the amount of debt that they're carrying, they need inflation. So, you know, it's again, it's the illusion that they've created to think that, you know, they're on our side, they're on your side. No, they're not. They're just flat out lying to you. So on working.
Yeah, and keep on hoping things get better. But you're hoping.
Keep on hoping, yeah. You know, it's the wrong thing to hope for. Because it's...
And now listen to this comparison, Melody. I looked this up because I want to make sure I didn't lie to the people. And we got good people that listen to this program. Now, I don't want to mislead them. The cost of an ounce of gold in 2003 was $363.83 average. $363.83.
Yep.
The year before that was $310.08. 2001 is $271.19. So it went up about $100 roughly from 2001 to 2003. But the average price of an ounce of gold in 2003 was $363.83. Now it's $1,950. Folks, which was the best investment? Saving the dollars in a 401k and IRA at what, 2 or 3%? Or purchasing gold or silver? I mean, Melly, this is a no-brainer in my mind. How about you?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time, so it's been a no-brainer for a really long time. But yes, and you know, people, you know, unfortunately, Butch, people focus and they get. They get all this information and they begin to focus. And that's why we stick to inflation and the dollar. And I don't know when things are going to unwind. I don't know when there's going to be some sort of a black swan event. We can pick them out. We can show them. We can see these numbers here in this industry, the construction industry, the real estate industry, the commercial real estate, you know, these are all issues, and we talk about them. Already, Butch, I'm beginning to hear that, oh, things are going to be, you know, already shutting down. And it's like, we don't know. We think it's eventually going to happen and very well could be this year. I often think something's going to happen before Biden's out of office. But focus on the fundamentals of the real things, just like you should when you're buying a paper stock. You know, you don't buy it on somebody's promise that it's going to go higher. You buy it on the fundamentals of the company and the management. So when you're buying gold, you buy it and understand what the fundamentals are and the position that it's in to go higher in price. It's not us that are saying gold is going to go higher. It's the fundamentals underneath gold that are pushing it higher.
The numbers just said it. The numbers just verified.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's went up over six times what it was in 2003. The dollars went down almost half what it was. So which has been the best investment for your retirement, folks? If I didn't care, I wouldn't get so impassioned about this. I care because people are losing money trusting banks and money marketers. Get out of paper and into something tangible. I just proved it to you 20 years ago, the difference. Now, if we would have had enough sense to start buying precious metals back when I started working full, everybody after getting married in 71, start buying what I could when I could, I would have been wealthy today if I'd hung on to them. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And your dollar did buy more in those days. I mean, look
yes,
at the
did.
Prices.
So. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on a tangent there, but I thought it was very important to make that point.
It was a good tangent.
You know, people, we're not just doing this to flap our gums. And yeah, Melody sells gold and silver.
I sell it.
And she is one of my best friends, and I trust her completely. And I would think that after what I just told you right now, especially someone who's just still working, maybe in their 40s, got another 20, 25 years to go.
I know. Boy.
Sure. So anyway, there you go, folks. I did it. Now I'll move on. Anything else you want to say, Melody?
Thank you, Butch. I know that was a very good example, and I appreciate that very much. So I hope the listeners did too, and take heed of what he was trying to show you.
Anyway, okay. Shipping volume collapses as economic struggles soar. There you go again, people. Dollar stores cutting back. Shipping volume for UPS, FedEx is collapsing. What does that tell you about the economy? FedEx and UPS have both seen the shipping volumes plummet as the economy nears collapse. Now, I didn't write this article. FedEx and UPS have both seen their shipping volumes plummet as the economy nears collapse. The cargo market is rapidly imploding as shipping giants UPS and FedEx report precipitously declining package transit demand. The number of package flights operated by both FedEx Express and UPS significantly declined month over month in July, according to Yahoo Finance. This showed just how far the overall air cargo market has shrunk since the spring of 2022 and the effect of efficient initiatives the companies have undertaken to respond to lower express volume. Okay, folks, there you go. Yeah, it's really booming now. Bidenomics is working really well. But UPS and FedEx are feeling the pain because people are not ordering like they were. I know I'm not. Maybe somebody else is just blessed or going to keep on going, but I haven't been one of them. So there you go, Bill. Anything else you want to say about that?
No, again, these are all signs that are showing exactly where this nation is headed. And it was the only place that it's going to head, and we've been talking about for how many years? There's only one way. There's only one direction. And we're seeing it slipping away. Just slipping away.
Every day. In an incremental scale, because if they let us collapse overnight, people will get their eyes open to the fact. But they're slowly, like the frog in the pot, they're slowly cooking this, so when the time comes to realize we're not going to be able to make it, it's too late. They can move us into a digital currency. We'll follow their orders because we're hungry and we're desperate and we're scared. Fear is the greatest motivator that man's ever found to control other men. Fear. Satan's tool is fear. Christ leads people by faith. Satan drives people by fear. There's a big difference.
And that's why every time there's a crisis, they use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe this next thing, Melody. Zelensky says he won't hold elections unless the U.S. and EU pays for them. The gall of this guy is unbelievable. Have you covered this yet?
We talked about it briefly on Wednesday when you were here, but we didn't go into details. But we didn't go into details. Yeah.
Didn't have enough time, I don't think.
No, we didn't. We ran out of
time. Had demanded the taxpayers in the United States and European Union send the country enough more aid if the West wishes for elections to be held next year. Oh, come on. In an interview published by the president's office on Sunday evening, Zelensky said that he would be willing to hold elections despite the ongoing martial law amid the war with Russia, so long as U.S. and EU bankroll the voting process. Oh, gosh.
Well, didn't Biden just want to send more money?
He did. Ukraine leader said that elections during peacetime typically cost around $135 million, but did not speculate as to how much more they would cost during a war, though presumably it would be much higher. So if we want them to hold an election, we'll pay for it. Frankly, they can kiss my patoot. I ain't interested in their election. I'm not interested in their war. They were suckered into it. The U.S. suckered Ukraine into the war, but Zelensky was part of the game of sucking people into it. They're now taking people as old as 71 years old, Melody, to fight in this war. That's how desperate they are.
Wow.
71 years old. And we sucked him into it. I mean, it's not all his fault. The U.S. U.S. and EU made this war happen, hoping it would take Russia down. But it's just the opposite. Now Europe is buying records amounts of natural gas from Russia. What happened to the sanctions? Winter time's coming, folks. They know they got to have some kind of heat. But just in case you're interested, Zelensky buys luxury mansion in Egypt via his mother-in-law using Western aid money. That doesn't surprise you, does it? Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky reportedly purchased a luxury mansion in Egypt through his mother-in-law, with evidence showing Western aid money given to Ukraine was used to buy the property. Egyptian investigative journalist Mohammed Al-Alawi initially broke the news following his in-depth research and interviews with sources familiar with the matter. He disclosed that the Zelensky family acquired a luxury property valued around $5 million in the Egyptian city of El Guna. Located in Egypt's coastal zone next to the Red Sea, the tourist city is famous for having many opulent properties owned by millionaires. In fact, right next to Zelensky's newly acquired property is a estate owned by actress Angelina Jolie, making the comedian turned president and movie star of the Tomb Raider fame namers. Al-Awani also published documents that attest to Zelensky's family purchase of the villa. Olga Kalinsko, Zelensky's mother-in-law, purchased the property at $4.85 million on May 16th. Ukraine First Lady Olena Zelenska is the daughter of Kalinsko. According to analysts, the money Kalinsko used to purchase property appears to come from Western financial aid packages given to Kyiv. Ukraine has been involved in a war with Russia since February 2022, with many Western nations giving assistance in different forms, be it money or military equipment. So there you go again, folks. By golly, we are getting the best we can pay for with our money. We surely are.
Makes me all warm and fuzzy inside.
It does. I mean, I'm so glad that he could afford that little villa on the beachfront. I can't afford a rental property on the beachfront, but he can afford a $5 million, and we're paying for it. No big deal. My goodness, don't worry about it. I mean, I'll get a check here in a couple of days, and I can go out and buy enough groceries for a month maybe. So what am I worried about? Ugh. Get me wound up, Melody. Get me wound up.
It is Friday, and we're not going to be here on Monday, so go for it.
A dangerous escalation in the Russia-Ukraine war. In his recent interview with Tucker Carlson, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban offered a stark warning. This is a very dangerous moment now, he concludes, adding that it should be obvious to everyone that the Third World War is knocking on our door. Now, folks, this is not my opinion. This is the Prime Minister of Hungary saying this. Hot on the heels, Orban's warning, a new kind of strike hit Russia. Big Fire Peskov International Airport looks like fuel. There are a lot of unconfirmed reports that right now two planes have supposedly been damaged. Some sources are reporting that the drones came from the west, which could imply they were launched from Latvia or Estonia. What was new about this strike wasn't just the scale of it. Russia's blogger Anthony Karlin suggested that it might have been the most significant airstrike in Russia since World War II. Pskov is much closer to NATO members in Estonia and Latvia, 50 and 65 kilometers respectively, than it is from Ukraine, 800 kilometers. Anyway, they said if this launch comes to Estonia, there's going to be a big problem. Estonia is not supposed to be involved in the war. We will see, folks. I didn't say this. Prime Minister Orban said this. World War III is knocking on our door.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. It's Friday afternoon, heading into a three-day weekend. What do you have for us next, Butch?
Well, like I say, I had some steaks, medium rare, onions, and mushrooms.
That sounds good. Anyway. All right. Now, I'll get it right down to you.
Oh, golly. Anyway, we mentioned this a couple months ago, because this was supposed to be online a couple months ago, but it didn't happen. But now it is. Putin put 16,000 mile per hour doomsday nuke dubbed Satan II that can sink UK in one strike on combat duty for the first time. Remember, Putin has placed the world's most powerful Armageddon nuclear rocket dubbed the Satan II on combat duty in a haunting new threat to the West. The unstoppable intercontinental missile system could sink the UK and is the size of a 14-story tower block. The Gagarin missile could sink the UK in one strike, Russian propagandist claims. Yuri Borisov issued a chilling warning today. The nuke can reach speeds of 16,000 miles per hour. Yuri Borisov, head of the Russian space agency, issued a chilling announcement early today. He told a crowd of students at an event, the Sarmat Strategic Complex has been put on combat duty. Now, folks, this is the first time this has ever happened. And I just read to you that the Hungarian Prime Minister said we're on the maybe on the verge of World War III. He told a crowd of students at an event, the Sarmat Strategic Complex has been put on combat duty. Borisov also said today that Russia will most likely undock the Russian module from the International Space Station after 2030. The Armageddon weapon is 116 feet in length. It can be loaded with 15 light nuclear warheads at once. The weapon was designed to carry out nuclear strikes in countries thousands of miles away in the U.S. and Europe. It has the potential to obliterate, now listen, it has the potential to obliterate the United Kingdom some 1,600 miles away in just 6 minutes. And with an operational range of 11,180 miles, the deadly missile is reported to have no equivalent in the West in terms of terror it could unleash. The 208-ton missile was meant to go on duty in late 2022, but was mysteriously delayed. All righty. Now, I don't know if anybody feels that's ominous. I think that's pretty ominous. I don't know, according to this article, and you can read further in the article that you can look up for yourself, this missile cannot be shot down by one of our missiles. We don't have anything that fast. That's what they're saying. I didn't write this. So if they shoot it on the UK, in less than 6 minutes, UK pretty much wiped out.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Just go watch a ball game.
Yeah. Okay. finish the program. Oh, okay. You weren't talking. Yeah. You weren't talking to me. Scary stuff out there, Butch.
It is, Mildy, and it's not just here. You know, yeah. Africa has been hit in the last year or two with so many coups. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has happened just the other day. Gabon officers declared military coup. President Alibongo detained. Now, this is a small nation on the coast of Central Africa, on the Atlantic coast. Military officers in oil-producing Gabon said they had seized power on Wednesday and had put President Alibongo under house arrest, stepping in minutes after the Central African State's election body announced he had won a third term. The officers who said they represented the armed forces declared on television that the election results were canceled, borders were closed, and state institutions were dissolved, after a tense vote that was set to extend the Bongo family's more than a half century in power. One of the officers, Bryce Nugama, who is in the video, appeared to be hailed as her leader, told French newspaper Le Monde that he and other generals would meet on Wednesday to select someone to head the transitional government. Hundreds of people in the streets of Gabon's capital celebrated the military's intervention, while France, Gabon's former colonial ruler, which has troops stationed in African nation, condemned the coup. If successful, the Gabon coup will be the eighth in West and Central Africa since 2020. That's only been less than three years. The latest one in Niger was in July. Military officers have also seized power in Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, and Chad, erasing Democratic gains since the 1990s. I am marching today because I am joyful. After almost 60 years, the Bongos are out of power, said Jules Labringi, a jobless 27-year-old who joined crowds in Libreville. There you go. Another nation overturned. Wow. Melody?
Well, I just wanted to, earlier today, and I can't find this article that I saw, but it was about New York was going to use drones to police Labor Day parties, if someone would complain, but I can't find that article again, so maybe it wasn't a real one and they took it off the news feed. But I thought that was kind of interesting, because if they aren't doing it now, it's just a matter of time until they do, particularly coming out of, you know, something from New York. And now New York is saying mask up for the long weekend.
Wow.
Because this is what made me think of that article, was because now health experts have warned Americans to be cautious out there this Labor Day weekend, as a new COVID variant is sparking concerns. And so they're already are beginning to tell people to mask up. And this is one of those stories where they say by the end of the year, they're going to have us in lockdown again. Don't know if that's true, but it's interesting to pay attention to.
I'm stupid enough to fall for that again, but I do know that the new strand is named after the Greek goddess of chaos and disorder. That's what it's named after. That's true. But this, I just also read that an insurance company canceled a man's insurance from pictures from a drone of his backyard. For some reason, they canceled his insurance. I guess something in there they didn't like. So, yes, drones are going to spy. They're already spying on us. It's going to get the
private
companies. We're doing more and more all the time. Now, millions of Brits told not to heat homes at night as part of net zero climate goals. Isn't that exciting, Melody?
And we obey, right?
Absolutely. Britain's Climate Change Committee, CCC, has urged millions of Britons to not heat their homes in the evening to help the government hit its net zero target. You bet we will. Now, we're not Britons, but folks, if it's there, it'll be here. Anyway, Chris Stark, the Climate Change Committee head, was previously admitted that he uses a gas boiler because a heat pump is a very difficult thing to put in there. He said, but anyway, gas has been outlawed also, but this guy has got one. No, they aren't urging elites to ditch their private jets for commercial, nor to burn a thousand of fuel taking the yacht out for a jump. Chris Stark, head of the CCC, wants ordinary citizens to turn off their electric heaters, heat pumps at night as part of a wider drive to deliver emission savings, which includes a shift away from gas boilers, which Chris, a hypocrite, still has. Containing a document on behavior change, the CCC recommended that Britons instead preheat their homes in the afternoons when electricity use is lower and would theoretically save families money.
You know what, Butch? Okay. I got my electric bill, and I opened it today. And I always look to see where I'm at compared to what I used last month. Mm-hmm. I used less electricity, but it cost me $100 more.
That
does
surprise me a little bit.
Yep.
Not a little bit. I mean, that's it. But China, on the other hand, the nation that's so backward and so far and so evil and so mean, China's coal power binge accelerates. Over 300 more plants on the way. We're shutting ours down, trying to build windmills and solar panels to heat our homes and feed our cars. What a bunch of nonsense. And China says, stick it, boys. China's mad dash for coal power continues even as Western governments tell their citizens to make more sacrifices for climate change. A report from two energy research groups on Tuesday found China has over 300 more coal power plants in the works, issuing permits for another 52 gigawatts of coal power in just the first half of 2023 alone. A report from the Global Energy Monitor and the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said China doubled its commission of coal plants in 2023. So if anything, China's coal spree is accelerating. I wonder, while we're cutting back and people are doing without energy to even heat their house now, can't afford to buy a car, can't afford to travel because gas prices are going out of sight. And they can't afford electricity to charge your new cars, and the power grids overloaded are going to shut off anyway. I wonder who's going to gain in this battle, China with coal power and all the fuel they want, or good old U.S. of A. You know, I mentioned that inflation rate just a minute ago, that's from 2003 mm-hmm. to today.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop and think about this. Now, the price of oil right now is $80 a barrel, okay? Add that inflation to that, means the price of oil is $120 a barrel or more. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
That's how much the dollar is buying less today. Mm-hmm. No wonder gas price is almost $4 a gallon everywhere. Wow. Comments, Melody?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we're running out of time here so quickly, as usual. Mexico says no way as Trump and others vow to send U.S. military to fight cartels. Washington report, the leading Republican candidates for president want to unleash military strikes inside Mexico against cartels with or without Mexico's permission and have not voiced concern about the likely blowback. Donald Trump has promised a naval blockade in second term. At the debate he skipped last week, rivals promised to counter the border invasion with assets shifted from Ukraine. I have a problem with that. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis vowed to send special forces to Mexico when it wasn't on day one. I got a problem with that. across the border where memories of U.S. Bullying are long, talk about SEAL teams hunting drug kingpins or drone strikes from fentanyl labs are not going over well. Current and former officials on both sides say that if it's only a campaign season blusters, that's bad enough. But if they really mean it, the consequences could be dire. Cooperation, law enforcement, security, drug trafficking, and migration from Central and South America could be scaled back dramatically. Mexico could cut staff at ports of entry, throttling cross-border trade, despite the fact each country is the other's biggest trading partner. President Andres Obrador called the growing calls for military action offensive and disrespectful. On Monday, accused his candidates of pandering as they tried to outdo frontrunner Donald Trump with extreme anti-immigrant policy. Since we are on the election season, they talk about intervening in Mexico's affairs, about not respecting our sovereignty, he said, simultaneously downplaying the threats as campaign posturing and making clear such moves will not go unanswered. And somebody mentioned today there are no such thing as sovereign nations, only God's sovereign. I know that, folks, but there are borders in nations. It's another word for sovereign. You don't cross my, this is like my home, my house is to me, it is almost sacred. Nobody crosses my threshold without my permission. I say with the nation also. So get used to that statement. But anyway, so we have now threatened to go into Mexico. Let's start another war. We can do that too, can we?
Sure. Why not? Okay.
We got time. I think the family crossing U.S. border illegally reached all-time high in August. We have an all-time high of families crossing the border in August. And they arrested 91,000 migrants in August alone. Think about that. Folks, that's the ones that got arrested. How many got away? These are things that we don't even want to think about. And I'll say this now. Airline, this is in Korea, but it's coming here. Airline now weighing passengers before they board. What that could be all about, I wonder. So they said they can balance the flights better, I guess. But now the good news, Melody. Teen fisherman reels in wallet contained $2,000 and finds the owner. A remarkable stroke of luck, a teenage fisherman in Minnesota reeled in a lost wallet containing $2,000 in cash, then managed to reunite it with its grateful owner. Connor Hasla, 14, was on a family fishing outing on Lake of the Woods, a scenic 1727 square mile lake outside the Canadian-United States boundary. "I thought I had a huge fish, so I set the hook and really, really hard," Connor said. "But it was no fish. It was a wallet full of money. My cousin opened the wallet, and he said some words you probably shouldn't say, and he showed everyone, and we took the money out and let it dry out," Connor recalled. "Inside the billfold was $2,000 in cash. My dad said we should give it back to the person, and I said we should too." Connor and his family found a business card inside the wallet. They made a call that would lead to him to Jim Denny, an Iowa farmer, was fishing on the Lake of the Woods a year prior when he dropped his wallet overboard. "The odds of ever finding or hooking a billfold in 20 feet of water, I don't think there's a number," Denny said. Denny made the trip to Iowa, from Iowa to Moorhead, where he met the Hasla family and even offered to give Connor money, but the teen turned him down. "To meet people like that who are that honest, I tried to get them to take the money, and they wouldn't do it," Denny said. "I would take Connor as a grandson any day, and would fight for him any day also." That is so good. That's sweet.
Aww.
That is sweet. Folks, take the blessings you can and praise God for them. Enjoy your family this weekend. If you have time, go on a picnic. Or just go out somewhere together as a family. Lay the phones down and talk to your family. You may be surprised how intelligent some are.
and some who aren't. Anyway, so please be safe this weekend. And remember to join us on Tuesday when we return. I'll be here with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy